leave that to the discretion of the governor.
Oh, okay.
So all of that is...
Oh, okay.
All that's discretion.
In that case, never mind.
Sure. Senator Lynn.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick clarification. Conceptually, is it the idea that this appropriated amount would help to, for example, hire those who are at that facility currently or provide for enough capability for a college to hire who they would need in order to go down and run that facility? I'm just trying to kind of get a, in order for us to.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to take it from different layers. The first layer is that if MUNs aren't appropriated and put to work immediately, then that school is likely to close in June. So this allows that, under all circumstances, to continue to operate for at least for one more session. They've got apparently over 350 people on the waiting list. How that happens and whether they're employees of a community college or if they create a joint powers board or some other legal entity that's a state-run entity to operate it, whether it's whether it's going to be strictly under the community college guidelines or whether it's going to be a private partnership to be exempted from the community college guidelines, but operated and overseen by a community college, we don't know the answer to those things. The thing is, we have to get a handle on it. We've got a committee that's going to be formed, which is kind of put together in leadership this morning, actually, that we're going to try to answer those questions as best we can and report back to the legislature before now and the time that we get out. But at any rate, have the tools available so that we can move forward and try to and keep this thing afloat for one more year. So by passing this and getting it on the floor out there, those folks that are teaching those classes can say, "Well, I might be here one more year," and then they can contact the students and do all those things. And so, we just want to get the ball rolling. If that helps. Further discussion. Question being called. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed. That motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next amendment is a new Section 328 would provide an additional $15 million from the LSIRA for economic diversity or to the endow accounts for purposes of workforce services, and money appropriated here shall be reduced dollar for dollar by any appropriation made in other legislation enacted during the session. My point being, we don't know what's going to happen in the management council, so this was an attempt to put the workforce services appropriation into the budget bill.
From Endow?
It would be a new $15 million. We're now up to 41 point.
So now we'd be at 160 or 66 million. So you want to wait, do a floor motion on that? I think we probably should. So we can remove that one.
Mr. Chairman, the next one is a lengthy amendment that in your packet is 9 pages long, provides for a range of reductions to K-12 model. The largest impact one is the manner in which ADM are calculated, moving to an annual ADM as opposed to the greater of 3-year average.
We have a motion.
Move the amendment.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. You want to present this? Senator Landon?
Mr. Chairman, I...
walk us through the amendment.
I'd be happy to give a cursory look. I think we're all aware of several of these kinds of efforts going on in the building. This was an effort on the part of the Senate to provide for a placeholder more than anything else, knowing that processes can overturn legislation and whatever, and it gives us the opportunity as an appropriations committee to have a mechanism in the budget bill which would allow for a reduction in the K-12 model. None of these provisions is sacrosanct. These are some areas that we had explored in a draft bill, which will not appear in this session. There, I've come to an understanding that we may have a bill or two on the House side.
You mean on House Bill 30 are you referring to?
And this goes, this, Mr. Chairman, goes above and beyond. If you take a quick look through, it goes above and beyond what some of those measures do in House Bill 30. As Don pointed out, primarily the way we calculate ADM, that could affect another an additional $10 million in savings. Assessment tests is another little chunk of money. Transportation. I'm not going to belabor because I know you can read through and see what provisions are in this. But I'll stop right there, Mr. Chairman. That's what this amendment attempts to do.
So what's the total fiscal impact of the amendment? Do we have that?
Mr. Chairman, I don't have that handy.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just, Senator, just to clarify, is this, are we having discussion or
yes.
questions? Okay. On page 2, again, I'm just getting started, but I'm not that familiar with the school financing. So paragraph A, do I understand correctly from the language then that if the ADM is computed based on the ADM for the previous school year, both of those, so 18-19 would be based on 16-17, and seeing as 18-19 is based on 16-17, then 19-20 would also be based on 16-17. So essentially the ADM would be frozen at the 16-17 level for three, for that biennia and the two subsequent biennia. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe so. I don't read it that way. I believe that the intention of this provision here, Representative, is that each subsequent year, you would just simply calculate ADM based on the previous year. What we do now is a three-year sort of rolling average, and that's been a nice benefit that we've been able to provide to the model. And you know, when we were flush, that's fine that we could do that. All this does is say we're going to fund you on how many students you have just based on that previous school year. Frankly, that's an average that's going to provide for less of a block grant to the districts out there than what we currently provide.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Probably comes as no surprise that I don't support this amendment. There's going to be a vehicle to have that discussion in a House bill on what we want to do that's been actually developed by the Education Committee. And we don't even know the fiscal impact of this, so I certainly can't support it.
Further discussion? Question being called. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
No. That motion fails. Don, next one.
Mr. Chairman, the next one you actually addressed yesterday in the context of the capital, state capital construction bill, which was a task force on UW housing, so we will proceed past that one. The next one was a placeholder, and this one did not materialize. Staff inserted it, and it is not, there is no amendment related to multiple school years. So that brings us to endow. This is just a verbal note. The committee asked staff to apprise them of the remaining funds available in last year's appropriation for endow. It was updated $2.5 million. $175,000 has been expended by the endow committee. The balance of those funds have plans for expenditure, but at this time are not expended.
Mm-hmm. What are the plans?
I would have to defer to the
we haven't seen any plans.
Mr. Chairman.
Kevin.
The $2.5 million is delineated in two separate missions. One Don spoke of is the $1 million, and that's being $175,000 obligated to spend, and they expect the significant portion of that to be spent through the remainder of this biennium. The $1.5 million workforce development portion of this is waiting for the response to the economic diversification strategy to be approved, and once that's approved, then it would be moved forward.
So, I have no idea what that means.
So the question to the committee is, our option is to do nothing, or we could roll this in as part of the total $41 million. So it's up, open for a motion from the committee. Otherwise, we'll just move on.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Kocher.
My motion is to roll it into the $41
million. We have a second. I'll second it for discussion.
Question?
Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Burkhardt.
Just a question, just so I'm clear. If we roll it into the $41 million, does that make it 43.5, or does it go the other way?
No, the intent of the motion is that it becomes part of the 41.
Okay, thank you.
It doesn't increase it at all.
That means the $1.5 million for workforce services has to come out of that extra $10 or $15 million that are sitting out there.
Right, but Mr. Chairman, that's the problem I've had with Endow. Other than the airline plan, I've not heard any specifics whatsoever. You know, I've heard this great, we're going to put this into workforce services and we're going to do this and we're going to diversify the economy. And all due respect, the governor was saying everybody's all excited about it. Everybody I've spoken to up in my district want to know what in the world's going on with Endow. What's this about?
Mr. Chairman, on and against the motion, I just think we need to let this go and let this money be utilized as it's intended, and it's just, you know, so we make it part of the 41. I can see already now what happens to my $2 million for broadband. That gets clipped internally to pay for what we just did in this cut. So I don't support this.
Further discussion. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No.
No.
All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That motion carries. Don?
Mr. Chairman, last
one, we did not receive clarification. It may.
It's been resolved.
Did we have a bill we had needed to work then? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Earlier, I can't even remember now if it was this morning or yesterday or what, but I turned sideways a piece of paper that was from Section 300B, and I thought we were going to come back to it later about leaving $35 million general fund and the balance to Elizabeth. Did we resolve that?
Mr. Chairman, you have not resolved that. One moment.
Just how much we're going to profile to go to the floors with.
Mr. Chairman, there's, and we'll have to double check these numbers, but right now we have a general fund balance of $49.9 million after all of your actions. Okay. If you wanted to, you can do a couple of things. Number one, you can appropriate affirmatively money back into an account, SFRA, LSRA, pick your account. Or you can provide other, you know, JACs historically have said if there's any money left at the end of the biennium, it should roll over to the LSRA or some other identified account. Right now, and again, we will refine these numbers, but right now we're showing a $49.9 million ending balance of the general fund when you put this bill on the floor. That's before any other bills, but it does include your Wyoming retirement system bill.
So, Don, is it typical then for us to make like a cleanup component so that anything that's not appropriated through the session would then go to the LSRA or some other location?
That is one approach that has been used in the past. Another approach is to affirmatively appropriate hypothetically $10 million to the LSRA, and that way it would show $39 million, for example. A variety of different approaches have been taken in the past.
Representative Larson.
So is it appropriate to make the motion?
Sure.
So I would make the motion, Mr. Chairman, that we leave that 49.9 to work through the House and what we have left over the
Lizard.
Sure.
I'm sorry, the motion is to show that.
Show the full amount.
Show that as available.
Okay, so how much are you going to leave for the Senate to spend?
Houses, he meant.
Apparently.
Houses.
I heard house.
Yeah.
And the house that Burns built.
Okay, so when this bill hits the floor, the members of the House and the Senate will see there's $49 million, about $50 million for their bills.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's the motion. Any further discussion? Seeing all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? That motion carries.
I've been wondering about those things up on the box. I thought there were somebody's rear view mirrors.
Or eyeballs. Don?
Mr. Chairman, we generally continue to ask for permission to make any technical corrections as necessary, correct references, and conform the title as necessary.
Absolutely.
That's all I have on the budget bill. We will probably not get this back to you tomorrow.
So do we need to vote on the bill as a whole now?
You can either vote it as right now. Oftentimes, the committee will take a straw poll to give an indication that there are sufficient number of votes on both sides to proceed.
I think we just vote on it right now.
Mr. Chairman, could I, before we finalize in on the Kemmer Road project, at this point, are we clarified that it's guaranteed?
Mr. Chairman, as I understand it, that will occur in the state capital construction bill, and it will come out of the LSRA, not the SIFA, according to the direction you've provided to staff.
So the answer is it's guaranteed. So is the committee comfortable to vote on the budget as corrected?
Yes.
That way we don't have to. It can.
I am.
It looks like we are. So that'd be a roll call vote.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. If there's a motion.
There's a motion. Moved and seconded.
The vote is on 18 LSO 0422. Formal draft 1.2 as amended. Representative Burkhart.
Aye.
Representative Larson.
Aye.
Representative Schwartz.
Aye.
Representative Summers.
Aye.
Representative Walters.
Aye.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Senator Dockstetter.
Aye.
Senator Driscoll.
Aye.
Senator Hastert.
Aye.
Senator Landon.
Aye.
Co-Chairman Burns.
Aye.
Chairman Nicholas.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, this will be a mirror bill starting in both the House and the Senate. We will bring any substantive issues to the attention of the chairs.
Now, on the Capcom bill, have we finalized that?
Mr. Chairman, that's still under drafting. We hope to get that to you upon adjournment, but it is not done at this time. We have another bill if you wanted to spend.
Yes, please, real quick.
Right now?
Yeah.
We need to get back to the Senate.
This will take 2 minutes. Then right. We don't have to meet.
Yeah, we do. We have to meet for Capcom.
Yeah, but that's going to be maybe tomorrow morning, right?
What, Capcom? No. I would be ready for adjournment.
Oh, okay.
Adjournment.
Just what bill is it? So
this is the Retirement Center Pioneer Home.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, so we'll have to do that on adjournment.
Pardon? I'd rather meet on adjournment than tomorrow morning.
So adjournment, I'm sorry, I guess I was.
What do you mean committee of the whole?
That's it. That's what they're going to do.
How long does that meet for?
We miss that all the time.
Who knows?
You can meet
for
hours.
Yeah, but the Capcom bill will not be ready until upon adjournment.
You're on management council.
No.
It's just.
No. Albert said that we have to get some local reps to look at it or something?
Yeah, there's going to be some local people
want to testify on it. We need some public. We haven't had public input on it.
Yeah.
So it's not a two-minute bill.
So has that been posted?
Mr. Chairman, it has been posted today. I agree. We actually have individuals who would like to be called in, right, members of the legislature, to comment on that bill.
So we'll deal with that on adjournment, and the Capcom will be rough draft on adjournment?
We hope so.
Okay, do your best.
I don't like the look on Sackett's face.
Thank you, everybody.